There. Hi, hi. Oh, I'm so happy to see you, honey. Come sit down. Relax, have some wine. The waiter won't come until I tell him to. He'll leave us alone. How was work? Oh, baby. You work so hard. All that physical labor must be taxing. As long as you enjoy it. Speaking of taxes, Daddy's making me study those. The amount of write-offs we get is kind of crazy. But it's also crazy to see how much money goes to taxes either way, you know? I suppose it's a little different for you. Daddy owns his own business and all, and you work for his business. So I guess you don't pay the same type of taxes, hmm? And you don't even need to pay workers. I can understand the appeal of a simpler working situation. Hmm? Oh, well, I am learning about taxes, but I'm not actually going to do them. The business gets passed on to me. For taxes, I just have a tax person. I don't even need to tell the tax person anything. I have a person that collects my information that tells a different person, and then they tell the tax person. Hell, I have a person to manage the information that goes to the person who tells my tax person things. I don't really get why I need to learn about taxes at all, really. But I guess it's sort of important in case anything happens to the business. When you first asked me to go out on this date, I was super nervous about being seen in public. You know. But it was just too exciting. I finally get to go on a real date with you. If anyone asks, I'm just trying to get to know my father's workers better. You know, because I want to know how their work conditions are. Oh, your work conditions are all right, aren't they? Okay, good. Right. We can talk about work later. For now, I don't really know what to talk about other than work and money. Conversational topics. Sorry, I'm new to this. I've never really had a boyfriend before you. Still, I suppose it has been a few months. I should be used to at least talking to you, but you're intimidating, you know? You're handsome. Looking at you is addicting, but I feel nervous when I do. Deep breath. No. It's just because it's a date. It's like I'm asking you out all over again. Conversation topics that guys would like. Oh, no. Not that. We're in public. I'm trying really hard here. Seriously. Well, I'm doing all right. How are you? Good. By the way, I don't know if this is the right place, but remember the girl I was telling you about? My friend? She agreed to cover for us. She'll be telling my dad we're having a sleepover. So we can go to that lock-in. It'll be fun. A whole night staying up. I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I'll try my best. Me too. I'm excited. I've never done anything like that before. Hmm? Your friends are going? I've only met them a few times. As long as they don't tell Daddy. I'm sure everything will work out just fine. I hope. Are you hungry? Good. Two of my usual? And could you bring a dish of smoked truffles, please? Thank you. It should be easy talking to you, you know. I don't have a problem talking to other workers. I only get nervous when I speak to the people higher than me. I mean, not that I don't value you. I mean that in a sense of the people who could destroy me. Oh, I suppose you could destroy me in some degree if you told Daddy. I know you wouldn't. I know I'm not the most socially adept, but I did want to tell you. Remember when I had a little too much to drink a few nights ago? I told you I loved you. And you kept saying, no, you don't, no, you don't, you're just drunk. Well, I do. I love you a lot, and I have for a long while. I apologize for not saying it properly sooner. I'm glad. I do enjoy taking things slow, though. I want to enjoy this process. And I do enjoy it. Even if I get a little nervous sometimes, I think it's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to be with you and do everything with you. Even if Daddy did find out, I wouldn't care. Well, I would care, but I wouldn't stop. I'd keep dating you, even if he said not to. Because I love you, you know? I need to shut up. Here comes the food anyway. Here, more wine?